I'm Michelle from the Starling Tribune, a proud member of the Gonegic Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GonegicNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
This is PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture. We're a geek podcast for geek culture, so are you ready to get your geek on? Sit back, relax, step out of your TARDIS and warm up your chimichangas, because this is PopX Cast.
You are listening to PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
PopX Cast.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome, everyone. This is PopX Cast, episode number 46, coming to you on this January 29th, 2017. Lindsay Badger, how are you doing, my dear?
I am doing awesome, Joe. I am so excited for this week.
Yeah?
It's a big episode this week.
It's kind of a big deal. We've been on this road a long time together, too, haven't we?
I know, since the beginning.
Since the humble beginnings of PopX.
Day one.
I know, right? It's tonight. It's going to be kind of nostalgic. We're going to be taking a walk in the past year and just kind of, you know, taking a walk down memory lane and talking about some fun times. And
happy birthday, PopX.
I know.
That's all I got to say.
Right.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's been such a fun year.
It has been an awesome year.
I've had a lot of time today to think. Being stuck in a car, we had a little mini road trip today, so I had a couple of hours of spare time to sit around and think about all the cool things that we've covered over the last 12 months, and man, we've done a lot of cool stuff.
We have really been fortunate and blessed to have had some pretty awesome talent on the podcast in the past few months,
yeah.
And it's just been awesome. And it just never ceases to amaze me and blows my mind just how diversely creative and the talent that's out there and just the intellectual minds that create these things just from nothing. And it's just truly awe-inspiring. But before we go into that, we do have some news. So we're going to go ahead and cover that right now. Hey guys, welcome to PopX, where science fiction meets pop culture. I'm your host, Joe Burke, Central Florida's seasoned comic book nerd and retro enthusiast. We'd like to welcome everyone joining us live right here on the PopX.live and Geeks.live chat room. Come hang out with us and join the conversation at PopXcast.com.
That's right. And if you are listening live tonight, make sure you share that out so that we can get some more fun people in here to hang out with us tonight.
Absolutely.
And celebrate our birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm Lindsay Badger, your favorite geeky okie.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
and I want to ask you guys to make sure that you head over to either Google Play or iTunes and click the subscribe button. Catch up on some of our amazing shows from the last year on PopX. They're all right there in the archive.
Mm-hmm.
While you're there, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and review. We surely appreciate all of that love. We surely
Absolutely.
Do.
And you know, it's your reviews and your downloading, and we have downloads have excelled in the thousands over this past year. And
it's been
you guys,
really exciting.
Exactly. And you guys have just truly been a part of that amazing endeavor. And we look forward to what 2017 will bring to PopX. We got some pretty awesome stuff lined up that we're going to be talking about in the weeks to come. And it looks like this summer is just going to be jam-packed with all kinds of goodness.
Oh, yeah. We already have a full schedule of movie reviews coming at you guys. So you just sit tight. It's going to be a rock and roller coaster of fun.
It's going to be awesome. So with that said, we're going to dive into the news. Sit tight. We'll be right back in just a second.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. This is PopX News coming to you live right here on PopXcast.com.
Oh, man. I tell you what, Mike is just awesome. He does the best graphics, I believe. Yeah, he's awesome.
Best graphics guy on the internet.
He is the best graphics guy on the internet. All right, so leading off the top of the list this week, with Legion set to premiere on February the 8th on FX Network, Fox is officially expanding their superhero lineup and getting into the X-Men franchise themselves. The network has confirmed it has ordered the pilot for their new live-action X-Men series. What? Yeah, right. Mind blown.
That's going to be cool.
Showrunner Matt Nix talked about how the show would fit into the universe already set up by the films by Fox, which goes back all the way to 2000. Nix said, if you like the world of movies, there are a definite nods to it and definite exists in the same general kind of universe. So we may get some cross-pollination there. The show will be able to stand completely on its own without the aid of overarching stories existing off-screen. The untitled series will focus on two ordinary parents who discover their children possess mutant powers. Forced to go on a run from a hostile government, the family joins with an underground network of mutants, must survive and get away from all the crazy evil government forces that are chasing them throughout. Wow. So, I'm a huge X-Men fan. X-Men's one of the first original comic book brands that got me truly enjoying and loving comic books. I remember as a kid in the early 90s watching the X-Men cartoon. And,
yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, yeah. And so that...
I wasn't as into it then, but I definitely remember it was on the lineup for sure.
It was awesome. And just the intro song, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and I just totally did that live. I don't care anyway.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of excited for this because Legion is supposed to be X-Men-ish in the world of X-Men, but I don't think it's going to be following in the footsteps of the traditional X-Men movies. That's already the kind of storyline and stuff that's set in line. But I'm actually pretty excited. It's something I'll watch.
Have they done a live-action TV show based on X-Men before? I don't remember that, because I know they've always done like cartoon versions and their spinoffs and all this other stuff, but I don't remember there actually being a live-action.
Yeah, I think up until now we've had cartoons, and we've had cartoon sagas, but we've never actually had a live-action X-Men.
Wow, so that's already, you know, trailblazing.
With the exception of the movies, of course, but that goes without saying. But,
yeah.
I think... Legion is supposed to be set in the X-Men universe as well, and I don't know if Legion will be competing with the new X-Men series or whatever for ratings or how that's going to work out, but judging by what Fox has up their sleeve, it could be pretty promising if they do it and do it right. And personally for me, I hope they don't have the teenage campy storyline that's like, oh my god, you know, I got a bloody nose, how am I going to deal with this, oh my god.
God, you guys.
Let's go to the drive-thru and get a milkshake.
They broke my nail.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, so. No, I hope it's a little more, has a little more gusto than that. But, we'll see how it rolls out. We'll keep a tab on that because I'm really curious to see how that all turns out. And I may just have to like rewatch all the X-Men movies to kind of get a little more excited.
Same here.
It's been a while since I've seen an X-Men movie. I haven't even seen the newest one yet, Joe. And I'm slacking, but we'll get there. I promise.
The new one's pretty darn good.
Yeah. That's what I heard on the PopX review.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to the next point here. That we finally have a title for the next episode of Star Wars.
Wow.
Star Wars Episode 8 is finally here with a name. The Last Jedi.
Oh my gosh.
Man, this like blew up the internet when it came out.
Yeah.
I woke up at like 8 a.m. and it was trending, and it was like Trump and Star Wars is all was in my newsfeed. And I preferred the Star Wars, but you know.
Oh man.
Okay, so it's definitely got fans all abuzz, but aside from the title, it leaves plenty of obvious, subtle options for whom it's referring to. Because, you know, Jedi could be plural.
Mm-hmm.
It could be plural. Mm-hmm. It could be referring to Luke. It could be referring to... there's all kinds of theories out there, you guys. There's all kinds of stuff. So, being that the Star Wars is red on the poster, it could be teasing that something big's happening, like somebody's gonna die, or could be a war. You never know.
Do you think Luke Skywalker will die and pass the baton on to Rey?
Here's something interesting that I caught this week that kind of makes me think that that's going to be the way it goes. Is Luke had an interview back when the first movies were coming out that George Lucas had proposed this theory of questions to him, that would you ever be willing to play an older version of your character and eventually die? And I think that he was kind of like, well, yeah, sure, I guess, if that ever happened. You know, I mean, whenever you're doing the first movie of Star Wars, you don't know what's going to happen at that point. So I think that that's where it's leading.
Yeah,
we will see. It's going to be sad. I will cry.
There's only one other movie in the history of the Star Wars franchise that was actually in red, and it was Return of the Jedi. Or no, was it? It was Empire Strikes Back or something like that. Oh, Revenge of the Jedi.
That was pretty hard.
And so the Revenge of the Jedi was actually a film title that was made precursor to Return of the Jedi. And a lot of people are talking about if you can ever find a Revenge of the Jedi, because it was a misprint. It was Lucas renamed it, you know, just a few months before the title was getting released cinematically, and it was going to be Revenge of the Jedi, but he said revenge was too sinister.
There was another theory floating around too that Rey's so upset about Luke dying that she turns Sith and goes dark, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is getting too crazy. Let's just wait and see what happens, because there's so many wild things that could, so many directions it could
and
turn.
Luke over in the chat room says Ewok Jedi.
Ooh.
No, Luke. It's not going to happen. But I think it's interesting, though, that Lucasfilm did release the graphic and the name, and the graphic is in red. And aside from the Revenge of the Jedi, which was the original title, Return, this is the only other Star Wars film that is not yellow. So just a little food for thought. The more you know. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I can't wait for December. December can't get here soon enough. But moving on with some news. In the world of, we're talking about Disney, you know, Star Wars, and now we're progressing into Marvel. The whole Disney umbrella, if you will. As production is in full swing for Black Panther. Oh, yeah, we're getting Black Panther in the movies. Marvel has issued a press release for the synopsis of the film. Now, here you go. Black Panther follows T'Challa, who, after the events of Captain America: Civil War, returns home to the isolated, technologically advanced African nation of Wakanda to take his place as king. However, with an old enemy he appears on the radar. T'Challa's mettle as king and Black Panther is tested. So his wits, his might, his strength is tested when he is drawn into conflict and puts the entire fate of Wakanda and the world at risk. Yeah. I'm personally excited. I'm a huge fan of Black Panther, especially from what we've seen in Civil War and just the whole character himself. They can really go a lot of different directions with the Black Panther. And I'm personally excited for that one.
And I'm still a newbie with Black Panther. I mean, I know him from the Civil War, but I don't know more than that. So I'm excited to dive deep into his origin story and kind of get the full spectrum of Black Panther outside of his small part that he played in one of the other movies.
And
so
Black Panther at a time was part of West Coast Avengers or one of the Avengers. He was directly tied into that. He was part of the Defenders. He was definitely part of Infinity Gauntlet, the Infinity War. He was definitely part of Secret Wars, and he's kind of like one of the characters that's been there through it all. And he's one of the ones that a lot of the superheroes will go to for wisdom and advice. And he's very seasoned. But he's also, you don't want to double cross him because
I like his stance and the way he carries himself. It's very powerful, with authoritative. It's kind of like his standard go to personality. So it'll be kind of cool to get to.
But
know
we
him
have we have more Marvel news, do we?
We
not?
Do have more Marvel. Marvel Entertainment and Square Enix announced a multi-year multi-game partnership, leading with the reveal of the Avengers project. Now, this newly established partnership pairs the creative minds at Marvel and Square Enix for one of the most powerful alliances in interactive entertainment. A game was based on the beloved Marvel heroes. The Avengers project is being crafted by Crystal Dynamics, a longtime developer of an award-winning Tomb Raider series. Everybody knows about the Tomb Raider series.
Oh, yeah.
In collaboration with Lod Duex. Okay. Lod Duex developer, Eidos Montreal. Mm-hmm. The Avengers project is being designed for gamers worldwide and will be packed with all the characters, environments, and iconic moments that have thrilled longtime fans of the franchise. That's really darn cool.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring a completely original story, it will introduce a universe of gamers that can play in the years to come.
Wow.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And more details on the Avengers project and other games will be announced in 2018. Whoa, that's a huge project. Oh my goodness.
So my question is this going to be a multi? Is this going to be like a, it's obviously going to be multiplayer to some extent where people will get online and play with each other and stuff like that. Hey, Michael Thomas,
yeah.
What's up, man? Thank you for joining us over in the chat room. So the Avengers project, is that going to be, is it RPG role playing or?
Oh, I hope it is.
Yeah.
I hope it's not just like fighting. I hope it's like,
yeah.
Cause they said it's a storyline. Well, maybe they'll have both, kind of like Call of Duty has a storyline, even though it's not that great, but then they have the multiplayer. Hopefully it's a little more storyline and a little less multiplayer, but you know, maybe they'll have the double feature, double whammy, because it's going to be such a big project, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want to get as many sales out of it as possible to appeal to as many gamer styles as they can.
Now, I actually happened to be online just when Marvel and Square Enix dropped the trailer. I was just happened to be online drinking my first cup of coffee in the morning and checking my email, and then my Twitter feed just blew up with Marvel Comics and Square Enix. I'm like, what in the world is this?
And, what's going on?
And then I saw the trailer, the images that Mike was showing earlier, you know, with Captain America's shield, and it's showing a lot of the, yeah, look at that. So we got Cap's shield, and there was like Tony Stark's arm, Iron Man's arm, and it was like completely severed and just blinking. And it's just like, okay, so if the, what's happened with the Avengers here, you know, so it seems like some kind of total apocalyptic devastation event has happened, and it's like where that's where the storyline picks up. So I'm really interested to see this. I hope it's a very immersive game, whether it's a role playing or first person or whatever. I think it's going to just really be entertaining for all people who are just truly hardcore gamers like myself. I don't want to say hardcore gamer, but I appreciate a good game that's got a good storyline to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to seeing that come out for sure.
Well, with that, you know,
you think it'll be on the Switch?
It could be. It could very well, dang be. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no reason why it wouldn't be. I mean, Switch has got next generation graphic GPUs in it and stuff. But moving on, so things may be quiet on the front of the Flash, but Warner Brothers has not forgotten about the much-anticipated project. And we're talking about The Flash that is cinematically, okay? After losing director Wick Famuyiwa, things are... I hope I said that right. I probably didn't, and if I didn't, please, it's okay. I'm a redneck from Kentucky.
I think you nailed it.
Famuyiwa, okay. So things were up in the air for the project, but new life is beginning to be breathed into Mr. Barry Allen. Warner Brothers has ordered a script rewrite for The Flash. The studio hired Joby Harold to be the page one rewrite, and it looks like the studio may be wanting to change the film's direction after the project's loss of directors. So this could be a really good thing. This can be a great thing for the upcoming Flash movie. And because it sounds like, oh, I found a hidden treasure. Did you hear that?
Did.
Yes, Warner Brothers just gave me the hidden treasure, which is amazing.
Ah.
Yes, Breath of the Wild. Anyway, so Sorry. Was,
totally hey, derailed. Sorry.
My ringtone is Duck Hunt, so I'm just saying. But I think it's going to be good news for The Flash because it sounds like to me there was something in the story that was just a little bit quirky. You know, it's like the Suicide Squad. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, it just didn't work out well. I mean, it was a great movie and it had good characters in it, but the story sucked so bad. So hopefully with Ben Affleck doing the Batman
it sucked
version...
It sucked bad enough that the director wished like, that he would have redone it before he started. That's bad.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad, you know. So anyway.
So we don't want to repeat that.
Yeah. And just to clarify to our listeners and viewers out there, this is not the same Flash that is on the CW. This is the Flash that's going to be in the Justice League. So it's a different actor, different character altogether. So just keep that in mind when you're.
I really like the CW Flash though. He fits.
What do you think about that outfit though? Look at that outfit.
It's a little bit Power Ranger for me.
Okay.
But I still like it.
You still like it.
I still like it, but it's a little bit Power Ranger for me.
Okay, no, just this is Ezra Miller, and so Ezra Miller is the one that's playing the Flash in this DC's cinematic rollout. Okay, now not to confuse with Mr. Grant Gustin, who also plays Barry Allen in the CW. So,
hey, Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Hey, what's up, Chris Farrell?
Hanging out with Chad Popeye, yes. Say hello.
Thank you, man. Chris Farrell is part of our Gunna Geek Network, and he does an amazing job on the Starling Tribune and Better Podcasting and just all the other great podcasts that he's involved with over at Gunna Geek. So I just want to give him a huge shout.
So many
shout.
Podcasts. As a little.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. But me personally, I think honestly, the outfit kind of looks a little Call of Duty-ish.
Okay, I can see that too.
Yeah, it looks like you just unlocked the blood outfit for Call of Duty.
Hmm. I don't know what that looks like, but I will believe you.
It looks kind of like that, actually. Yeah. All right, moving on with news.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, we'll move on with that. All right, so according to the Russo Brothers Facebook page, their much-anticipated Avengers film has officially started production.
Mm-hmm.
The Russos posted the first image on set of the Infinity War. Which is captioned by Day One of Infinity. I remember seeing that
picture. I remember that too.
IMDb currently has 34 actors listed to be a part of the film with more to come. That is a massive lineup of actors, folks. And those are not extras. Those are people that actually have lines in this movie.
I mean, you just look at this. Part. I mean, you just look at it. I mean, we've got Doctor
lineup.
Strange. There's several ones that are on the back burner. We don't know if Black Widow is going to be in here. We don't know if Black Panther is going to be in here. There's several of them that we don't know for sure. But it doesn't mean that they're disqualified. We do know that Vision's going to be in here. The Hulk, Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Spider-Man,
Man. Oh my god!
And Doctor Strange is confirmed. For Infinity War. So we'll see more of Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch coming up soon.
Don't forget Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky Barnes. Got to have Mr.
Bucky Barnes.
Why did I say that with a lisp? Mr. Bucky Barnes. I said that with a lisp.
Groot is baby Groot.
Hopefully by this time he's like tree Groot. He's not sprout Groot. He's tree Groot.
I don't know. I just want to keep him small because he's cute.
He is pretty cute. So,
I like cute.
All right. So one more thing on our news thing, and then we're going to actually go into our celebration of 1 year. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And hopefully you guys will stick with us. Be sure to like and share and put this out on your feeds, your Twitters, your Instagrams, your Facebooks, and all that stuff. And let everybody know, hey, come join these guys. They're on here talking about their 1 year anniversary. We would very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
But the last one on the list this week is Riverdale. And we have been hearing about this on the CW like nonstop. We're actually
kind of excited about it coming up because, it is originated from a comic.
At first, I was excited. Then I watched the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
I saw the previews and I was like, I don't know about this joke.
Okay, here's the best way I can describe Riverdale. And it does have Josie and the Pussycats in it. But it's just kind of weird. if you're going in this thinking that this is Archie from the original golden era comics or the comics of today, you are far misinterpreted on that one. And so the best way I can describe Riverdale on CW is it's a mesh between Days of Our Lives, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Twilight.
Wait, there's sparkling vampires?
There's not sparkling vampires, but okay. I'm just saying it's you got those weird like teen drama looks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
over dramatized.
Yeah, those over dramatized like stares that just like pierce into your soul. So it really came off to me. And by the way, Archie, the lead in this, is in a scene. Now, I don't want to say this. We are a rated E for Everyone podcast, but he's in a Volkswagen with his teacher doing something he really shouldn't be doing. Okay, now is that really? That's not the Archie that I know. I'm just saying.
That's not the kind of after-school tutoring we sign up for around these parts.
No, we don't want to. No, that's just, that's not good. So immediately I watched about 30 minutes of it and it felt like a really cheesy, it almost felt like Dawson's Creek on steroids. It was so cheesily drawn. It was just like.
That's exactly what it is. It's Dawson's Creek meets Buffy.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
It was, I mean, I don't want to say it's horrible. I don't want to say it's horrible because the actors and stuff are doing a really well job.
Oh, yeah.
But it just.
Both Buffy and Dawson's Creek were very, very popular shows.
I'm thinking in the back of my mind, DC's Legends of Tomorrow got booted for this. They got bumped to Tuesday night. Really?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. You don't have to take my word for it. But now I'm going to give it one more shot. I'm going to watch episode two. And if by episode two, I'm not feeling it, then I'm going to have to just call it quits.
There's so many amazing shows going on right now, and the competition for your attention is so challenged already that if you have a show that's like this, that's not focused beyond a middle school interest group, that one may have to slip down to the... Please cancel the schedule recording on my DVR because I don't have time for that.
Michael Thomas over in the chat room says, is there any word if Deadpool is going to be in the last topic? let's see here.
I like the way he calls it a cheesy Scooby-Doo drama. That is exactly what that sounds like to me.
Well, if you want some Deadpool news, it has been rumored that Cable is being cast as we speak and that Deadpool 2 is definitely underway with a new director, so...
In process. Hang on to your hats. It is in process. Well, before we dive into that, I wanted to really quick mention that they did release the trailer for the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch. That's coming out at the end of April. And also they released the official specs for the Switch system.
Oh, really?
I saw that on the trending feed today. I don't have the details, but I can definitely share a link with you.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Yeah, share it with me after the show. I'm curious what's inside that thing because I want to see what kind of CPU power it has. So. But all right, so basically we're going to dive into celebrating 1 year of PopX. And I just want to share real briefly some things of how did we get here? How are we 1 year into a podcast?
Are we here for a year?
I don't know. But
we just keep showing up every Sunday. We're like, all right, let's do this.
Let's just sit down and do a podcast and talk about nerdy things. But it's been broadcasting has been something to me that has been at the forefront of my artistic creativity. And I was a disc jockey for 10 years back home in Kentucky, and I did a podcast for the Blue Man Group, and it was called Switchback Radio Podcast. I did that for 2 years. It was Blue Man Group's official podcast. And so I kind of dropped the ball on that around 2008, 2009. I'm like, I'm just going to walk away. I'm just done with it. And we did 116 episodes and I just kind of walked away. And I don't, it's one of those things. It kind of reached the end of its momentum. It kind of have pretty much closed itself. So with that said, I had been for the last couple of years, I've been looking for a medium and an outlet to be able to do another podcast, but not do one like I had previously done. And I had been searching, and then 2015 happened, and we finally got Blab. Now, a lot of you out there may remember, a lot of us came from Blab. A lot of us become friends because of Blab.
Rest in peace.
And, you know, Lindsay, that was the first time that you and I met.
That's how we met.
And I can't honestly remember how we met. Was it just randomly in our chat room one night, just talking about nerdy things, or do you remember?
Yep.
Pretty much.
I do. It had something to do with your alter ego, but yes.
Okay. Well, it's late there.
But it was just good times. Late night chats on Blab were tons of fun.
Yes, and you never really knew what to expect. So.
Yeah. Yes.
So Blab was an online live streaming community where pretty much how you see this window here, Lindsay, me and Lindsay, and then Mike over here, it had four windows and people can actually talk and then float in and another person could come in and talk. It was really cool.
People would always jokingly call it Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares because it was four, yeah. And so what happened was at the same time in 2015, 2014, I had been developing a man cave that is comic book themed. And I've been getting back into comics, really, you know, just with the movies that's out and just pop culture, the way it's going, and me just being a true nerd myself, it was just kind of everything come to a peak, and it was perfect timing around everything. So here we are on Blab. We started episode number one. We got it out there. We had great numbers the first episode, mm-hmm. and it pretty much was the fire and the fuel that we needed to keep on going. And, It's been an awesome endeavor, and we started PopX officially January 2016 was our first episode with Jordan Woods Robinson. And if you don't know the name, you'll definitely know he is from The Walking Dead, and he's an actor, and he's also a Blue Man here in Orlando in the Blue Man Group. But so with that said, Lindsay Badger, yes. What has been some of your most favorite takeaways and takeaway moments from being a podcaster and being a part of the PopX, Team PopX?
Oh my goodness. My biggest takeaway is learning the world of podcasting. I never did this before, nor did I really want to. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to stay behind the scenes, but Joe was like, come on here, come comment, come talk. You know this stuff. Just mm-hmm. don't worry about it. So you kind of got me out of my shell and kind of got, you know, pulled out a little more of my inner nerdy geeky. My favorites. And this has been since the beginning of the whole podcast. It's always been the history ones.
Oh, yeah.
Always the history shows. I always come back and pull my favorite memories from that because I pull out things that I never knew, even learned about characters that I didn't even know existed, you know, and some of the crazy background stories of some of the characters that we've dove into is just like, good Lord, where have these stories been? They've been hiding in comic books that I never knew were there. So
I think our last origin stories that we did, origin stories number 45 with Mr. Sinister and Cable. That was one of the most in-depth ones that we've done, I think.
That was a really, really good one, too.
It was fun.
But, I mean, even outside of comic books, we did the history of social media. Mm-hmm. And we've also done a quick run through of all the history of all the video game consoles and some of our favorite classic games, too. So it's even the rising of the superheroes of the females coming more into light. So, I mean, we've kind of touched on a little bit of everything. And it's been really exciting to kind of revisit those memories and learn a little bit of something else on top of what you already knew. That's been really exciting. And then we've had so many movies this year.
2016 was
so phenomenal. Many movies this
it
year.
It was phenomenal. And 2017 is not going to be any different, to be honest with you. No.
Or 18 or 19. It's just going to keep coming. Yeah. But it's been
You had touched on something there that I thought was really cool. And you were talking about the history of the comics series that we've been doing here. And it's kind of been long running. And we're getting ready to come up on our final series, the final one of all of them, and this will be the last history of comics that we've ever do. And if you go back, episode 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 of PopX are the histories of. Now, if you're ever curious about the true origins of how comic books started, from pulp magazines in the 20s to 10-cent comics of the 30s and 40s, and how the whole mm-hmm. Prohibition and gangster era totally fueled the content and the writings for future comic books like Dick Tracy, mm-hmm. If you're ever curious about any of that and how the Jewish immigrants that fled from Nazi Germany came to America and started in the industry of creating writing and drawing and illustration and print more exclusively, how they got involved in that, that's something really cool to dive into.
And it's been fascinating.
It's been a labor of love. And a lot of times when I'm talking about those things, I know it because I know it like the back of my hand, because I took several courses over a period of 6 months to become kind of trained in that era. So I'm technically a pop culture historian, quote unquote, and I have a certificate to prove it. But it's been really fun to be able to talk to people and to just give them some history and some tidbits. When you're 8 years old and you open up a Spider-Man comic for the first time,
yeah,
you don't really understand just the history of what's going on with Spidey. And
right,
so there's so much to backstory. So we try to give that to you in the best way we know how in less than an hour. And we try to do it, you know, in that means. But that's been one of my personal favorites, is doing those. And the origin stories would definitely be a number two.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, I knew that whenever we were talking about new topic ideas and everything, I was just like, I know that that history lesson's going to come to an end, because, I mean, we're about there.
Yeah.
And I was like, we've got to continue getting those good golden nuggets of knowledge out of Joe's brain. We've got to pull them out and put together some more shows to let other people learn new things about some of the characters that they always see in front of their faces, but also learn about some new characters that they didn't know were there.
And
so I wanted to make sure that
at some point too, maybe we can get Mike Ippolito. Oh, well, speak of the devil.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to jump in and chime in about the history of comics. And
yeah,
I'm definitely not versed as much as you are, Joe, as far as the comics. But
you are now, though.
I mean, well, that's because of the history of comics. I've actually, you know, being back behind the scenes here, I kind of, you know, kind of sit back a little bit and do my thing. But I do sit and listen to, you know, especially the history of comics, and I learned a lot from it, and the origin stories have been a big help to me as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as a lot of characters I know of, but I know the name, but mm-hmm. didn't really know, you know,
yeah,
a whole lot of them.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. Is and our next origin stories actually will be next in 2 weeks from now, and we'll be doing Swamp Thing, which is DC Comics, versus Marvel's Man Thing.
Think so it's going to be a head-to-head franchise throwdown.
It's the Battle of the Swamp Creatures. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So, and at some point, we're going to be actually doing Deathstroke and Deadpool. What is their connection?
Oh.
Deathstroke is DC, Deadpool is Marvel.
I like it.
Now, if you're smart in the comics, you may already know the answer to that. But I'm just saying. So, Mike, what has been one of your favorite... We don't get to have you on camera as much, so now we're just kind of like bubbling with joy. So what has been one of your favorite takeaways from the 45 episodes of PopX that we've done? What's been share with us a couple of your favorite moments.
Usually I would say the first one with Jordan, that was a big one. That's kind of where it all started.
Exciting.
You know, so that's, you know, that was one of my favorites, you know, and, you know, learning a little bit about Jordan and, you know, what he's done and being a blue man, and the guy wears more hats than he has space on his head for. I mean, he's just, amount of
and
stuff.
When he's not acting, he's doing music and all kinds of stuff.
You know, and the, also the retro blasting episode was a good one.
That was good.
The 80s retro stuff and old toys and that, you know, and their videos that they do kind of brings me back to, you know, bring me back to my childhood with a lot of, you know, toys and stuff and things that I grew up with. So that was a bonus, you know, to have those folks on.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when we talk about retro blasting, they restore the toys and the playsets that I played with in the 80s.
Yep.
And so when they bring back the Castle Grayskull of 1985, I'm just sitting there like, wow.
You're like, I have one of those, or had one of those.
No, it's in my closet.
Yeah,
I don't have all the pieces. I have mainly just the shell of it. But, you know, when you talk about retro blasting, Mike, I really would love to get those guys back on at some point and just kind of see where they are. I know that the last time we talked to them, they were getting ready to move into a new space to where they can they can expand their development. So I would love to touch base with them and do a follow-up podcast, perhaps.
Yeah, the last I've seen there, they're just about squared away there in the new place that they have, you know, back to making videos. They just released a Voltron video a couple days ago.
Really?
Bandai released a new Voltron, and he gave it pretty good praise. As far as if you're looking to collect the Voltron, you know, that's the one to get.
Wow.
You know,
but
yeah, they're back into the swing of things, you know.
Well, speaking of Voltron, do you think you'll ever get a complete 1980s Voltron robot? The one that stands
I'm
about?
I'm still looking for one.
Are you really?
I have been looking for one. That's one of the things that I had when I was a kid. But, you know, back then when we were kids, you know, we played with our toys. We didn't leave them in the package and because of wear and tear and our parents throwing them out because a leg was broken or something was missing, you know. But I'm kind of on the hunt for one, and I'm looking to find a complete one.
Yeah, so. I've been recently on eBay trying to find there's something that will remind me from my childhood. Oh my gosh, I had that. And and the next thing you know, I realize, oh my gosh, my mom threw it away because it broke or no longer worked. And I'm like, no. So I spend a little time on eBay, and every once in a while I'll hit a golden buzzer and I'll find it and I'll be like, oh, there it is. The 1978 Incredible Hulk Pez dispenser. Bam.
Boom.
You'll pay 10 times more for it now than you did back then, it's worth it.
I just threw that out there randomly. I mean, I'm just saying. But that's interesting. And so, Lindsay Badger, before I share mine, my favorite couple of, what is yours?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many to pick from. I really, really enjoyed the serials and cartoons episode. Saturday morning cartoons episode was so fun whenever we got to go around and talk about all of our favorite childhood shows that we used to watch and the cereals, the sugar crazed kid cereals that we used to totally not need to eat, but we did anyways. And I even brought some on the show, which was great. But that was a really, really fun one. One that I'm really honored that I got to be a part of, and I know I wasn't on screen, but I was there, was the Chris Wink being able to come on and have a chat with us about everything there is to talk about Blue Man. He's one of the co-founders, the original three, and just to be able to have him spend that time out of his busy world to sit down and talk with us was just really... It was a big deal.
It was a really, really big deal. And he's extremely, I mean, when we were with him up in New York, he was 15 minutes at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum and he's off to the next thing. He's like, I've got to go to NPR radio in the morning. I've got to do this or I got to do that. And I'm like, my gosh, how in the world does he know?
I don't know.
It's just insane. But it was really cool. And that, you know, it's really funny that you say that because that is one of my favorite ones as well. And that leads into mine. I think no disrespect to any of the other ones. I mean, Jordan Woods Robinson pretty much branded us as Pop X. I mean, we have so much to thank for him. And then we had Russ Braun on, who works for DC, Marvel, and Walt Disney, formerly Walt Disney Studios. And so I think he was truly inspirational. And knowing that he was working on Six Pack and Dog Welder while we were interviewing him at the same time, that's a little much to process now that I'm reading the comics.
And after the show, I started following him on Facebook, and I got to see the comic develop even further in all the stages, and then him promoting it at the shows. And every Friday, he does a Frankenstein Friday, and he does this a quick sketch and scans it in, and it's like religiously every Friday. He'll do stuff for people's birthdays and all kinds of stuff, yep, too. So every single day you're seeing a new drawing from a guy that you talk to for an hour.
It's so bizarre.
Just got to pick his brain. It's the coolest thing ever. There's so many great people that we got to talk to over. I love all of our interviews.
Yeah. And we're going to have more interviews in 2017 too, as we get closer, and it's definitely a summer picks up and stuff like that. And things get kicked into high gear, for the con season and all that stuff that we're actually going to be really.
Speaking of Facebook stalking, I Facebook stalk John Pinto now too because of our show with him. Mm-hmm. I love watching his art too. He just put out a brand new one for the new Star Wars movie.
Rogue One. I saw that.
Yeah, Rogue One. Gorgeous.
He did that on his iPad with his finger. Oh, no, mm-hmm. no, on his phone. He did that on an iPad.
Yeah, he did it on his phone. The sketch thing on his phone, and then he transferred it over to
Oh my god,
it's beautiful. So if you guys aren't following John Pinto or Russ Braun, you guys need to check them out on Facebook and make sure that you follow them, because that'll
go to PopX's official YouTube page and go back through our archive and enjoy our fast archive. But for me personally, though, I think one of my favorite ones and most humbling ones was Chris Wink, because I've interviewed him many times before, as Mike already knows from Switchback and all the many years and doing radio. He's no stranger to having me interview him. It's like the fifth mm-hmm. or sixth time, really, in all reality, that we've talked and have been interviewed. But I think, honestly, having him on PopX as more of a launching interview, and he was episode 13. I'll never forget it. And mm-hmm. it was just one of those instances where everything connected. We had fans come in from the community and share their moments towards the end. And that was just truly inspiring. And for me, Blue Man Group is a huge part of my life, as it is with Mike's as well. Yeah. It's luckily Blue Man Group is one of the things that brought me and Mike together.
I was going to ask you, I was like, I'm pretty sure you met your wife through Blue Man.
I met Alex through Blue Man. Yeah. I met Mike first. Then I met Alex.
So oh, okay.
I fell in love with Mike first. So we had a couple of years of spooning I've been wanting to use this word all day, that kind of exacerbated into the actual, I don't know what, I'm just messing with you. No, but it's really interesting. Blue Man Group did bring me and enlighten me to a lot of amazing people in the community that is Blue Man Group. And for that, I'm ever thankful. And Chris Wink is just one of those things. It's like, sometimes there's these moments in our lives where everything that we do comes full circle. And mm-hmm. Chris Wink, he's always a part of that circle. Like every 2 or 3 years, here we are together again. You know, whether it's something happening here in Orlando or up in New York, what we just had in November, mm-hmm. he's always part of that circle. And that's so awesome to be a part of that. But in terms of PopX, what has been, now we know what your favorite episodes have been, but what has been one of the most candid moments that you've had, like, oh my crap, did that just happen? Is there any of those that you can share? Now I'm putting you both on the spot.
I got really, really excited about the Stranger Things show. I think I probably more than anybody else, I was excited about the Stranger Things show. I don't know, Joe, you really like Stranger Things too.
Well,
but I got kind of giggity about that. That was good stuff.
I do remember a podcast I did. I can't remember what episode it was, but I was talking probably 20 minutes into it. And even though everybody was able to hear me on the live stream, my voice recorder over here totally shut off.
Nothing?
No. It was getting you guys, but it wasn't getting me. Because you and me, all I had to do was hit one button here on the mixer. And I just, you know, hey, there's. So what I had to do is I had to go back, and it's crazy. I had to do some layering and audio work and fix it. But one of the most interesting moments that I've had was when we were at Crumbs World Comics. And
I remember that.
We were at Crumbs World Comics, and for some reason, my mixer decided to just overload everything and make everything, it's going to sound like it's modulated like this, right? And so I'm like, what the heck? And so that was interesting, trying to mix that audio that was over-modulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you spent hours messing with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's it. I'm done. Forget about it. Screw it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I came home. We had a great podcast in the store. We had a great time, me and Mike and Alex, and get home and you hear the audio and you're like, really?
Yeah, it's like,
did that just happen? So that for me, that was a candid uh-oh moment. But Mike, you got anything you want to share?
Yeah, actually, that was one of the ones I was thinking of. Crumb's World was a very trying day.
We learned a lot about each other that day, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Don't push my buttons.
One thing is we don't fit in the same space on the camera together, that's for sure. I realized that. Yeah. That's one of the moments I was thinking of. And,
It's like, don't push my buttons, man. It's like, don't push my buttons. I'm on the edge right now. You're the last person I need to hear from.
Okay, it was a challenging day.
Here, I have a question for you guys. Which episode do you feel like you were really, as we always get, hashtag get your geek on. Now, I know we get our geek on every week, but like, you know, full throttle get your geek on.
Full throttle.
I think I can pinpoint Mikey's, I'm going to see what he has to say.
Mine will be a toss-up between Civil War. And okay, let's go to Mikey and see. Mikey, what is there an episode you just totally nerded out of? Probably the Doctor Who. I would say Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. He was all over the Doctor Who. Yeah. That was all Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've seen him gleaming that much in one episode.
He was definitely glowing with excitement about talking about that topic. Now, Joe, you remember that this summer, the most epic game of all time was Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, our bonus episode. Yeah.
We were so excited about that phone game that we actually were like, this weekend, we're doing one just right now. What time do you want to do it? We're doing it right now. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And like, even without you even saying anything, I was like, I have show notes. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one of those things.
It was like, full throttle geek zone right here.
It's like I had the conversation with your husband, Josh, the other day about magic, you know, and I was like, it's one of those things like I have to literally hinder myself from doing things because if I go all in, I go all in. I mean,
I saw you standing on the edge. I was like, oh my God, is he going to jump off?
If my wife would let me, I would paint our house lime green with our garage door purple. Well, Incredible Hulk, you know, but I'm just saying,
I know.
It's an example, shows you how much I get involved in something. So for example, if I was to go all in and do the Pokemon Go, which I was actually finding myself, I was going to Citrus Tower behind my house to get the Pokemons. I mean, I was just like, I gotta get them all.
We were like sending each other like screenshots of our levels.
Yeah, it was really funny. And I did find myself actually going out and meeting new people. It was a really cool concept. And I think it's unlike any kind of game that we've ever seen in the industry since Pokemon Go. And it makes me really excited for what the Switch will be capable of when it comes out. So, Mike, your Warp My TARDIS, we had her on and doing the Doctor Who special. Was there anything in there that you learned about the Doctor Who that you didn't really know before? Was there anything just like, oh, really?
So for the most part, I'm pretty well versed in the show.
Well, you do have an encyclopedia of Doctor Who.
Yes, I do. Thanks for
probably has it memorized.
He's pretty good at it. Yeah.
That's one of the few things I've I have different, you know, between Marvel, DC, all that kind of stuff, but, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars, but my Doctor Who is, I'm ready for my trip to London. It was pretty good to be part of that show and to kind of give a little bit of insight. Normally, like, I just kind of stay behind the scenes. So, and to come out and do that, I was kind of a little comfortable doing that.
Yeah. Well, we kind of like pushing you beyond your boundaries, Mike. So,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, putting you in your uncomfortable bubble.
I have a movie question for you guys.
Okay.
So, of the movies that we've done this year, what was your most favorite and the biggest flop?
I can answer that right now. My favorite was definitely Captain America: Civil War. My biggest flop was probably either Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or, God, I don't want to say Ghostbusters, but I...
Those were the two that I had in my head.
Yeah, I mean, Ghostbusters was such a letdown. It was... Suicide Squad's in there too, though.
Yeah, that would be probably the bottom three. But
even though we got to see Harley Quinn as, you know, we got to see her cinematically. We got to see Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Storyline sucked.
Yeah. The characters were costumed great.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful costumes.
Yep. Just the words coming out of their mouths, though.
Yeah, not so well.
I would say Deadpool was probably my favorite this year.
Deadpool, yeah.
And Doctor Strange was good too.
Doctor Strange.
So those would be like my, and then Rogue One.
Yeah, can't forget that.
How do you pick just one good favorite one?
You can't.
And then Ghostbusters, meh.
Yeah, Ghostbusters, meh. Yeah, it's all right. God bless you.
I don't know, Mikey. What do you think about you?
So, I'm gonna sneeze in my microphone.
I mean, please do it. I'd love to hear it. It's my ear. It's my right ear bleeds.
Yeah.
So, Mikey, do you have favorites and not-so-favorites?
Yeah, I like, the Doctor Strange, Civil War. I mean, those were great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And just those movies alone, to see what's Marvel and Marvel Studios and Disney, what are they going to do next? I mean, if they just keep stepping it up every single movie and it keeps getting better, just when you think you've seen the best that they offered is Infinity War, I forgot, the whole fate will just come down once those movies come out.
Mm-hmm. But 34 actors, dude. Actors and actresses. That's going to be insane. But when you think about Infinity War, it does have to have that number. I mean, you're talking
especially
about...
Especially when you put actors out there. And as far as the flop, I mean, everything that I've seen this year was fairly good. I mean, I have to say Ghostbusters was towards the bottom. I wouldn't say at the bottom, but it was... It didn't kind of live up to the hype. It was nice to see the homage to
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was pretty bad. I think I just really wanted the childhood feels that I didn't get any of the feels.
Yeah, actually, that was probably one of the ones I missed this year. So
you didn't miss much, really, Mikey.
Yeah, I didn't get as much.
Yeah,
but
guys, you know what? I believe that is pretty much a really good in-depth synopsis of 1 year of PopX. And like I said, going forward, we are going to have an amazing year, 2017, kicking it off. We have Logan coming up in March, which is going to be the first official film cinematic debut that PopX is going to have for this year. So we'll be talking about that, how Hugh Jackman's last role as Wolverine is played out on screen. And so we're pretty excited for that. And 2017 is just going to be a great movie. I mean, might I say we got Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy, Logan, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, and Justice League. And that's not even including some of the other movies like King Kong, Skull Island. I mean, there's going to be some epic movies coming out this year, and we are so truly excited. And we're probably going to cover King Kong and some of the other science fiction style movies. So get ready for that. But from all of us here, guys, we want to thank you so much for listening and hopefully going down memory lane. You remembered with us and enjoyed some of the cool moments that we've had in 1 year of podcasting here on PopX. And so, as always, if you see something exciting on the shelves or at your local comic book shop or in theater or around geek culture in general, let us know on social media. Use the hashtag YoPopX. If you use the hashtag, we could post your picture on an upcoming episode of PopX Live. So use the hashtag YoPopX.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it.
Yes. Also, we are part of an amazing network called Gunna Geek Network. For all things even more geeky, make sure you head over to gunnageek.com and check out some of the amazing podcasts on our home network.
Absolutely. And also be sure to follow us on social media. That is Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, Pinterest, all at PopXCast. Email us at PopXCast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from all of our amazing and wonderful faithful listeners. Also, for future and past shows, always check out our official website, PopXCast.com.
Yeah, I mean, and we're always open for show suggestions too. So if you guys want to have a character covered or a topic that we maybe haven't touched in a while or something you're curious about, shoot us a line, man.
And, you know, before we go, before we actually say our final goodbyes, Lindsay, have you seen the OA on Netflix?
No.
I want to.
I will check that out.
It's like Stranger Things meets crazy science fiction.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued now.
The OA. We may even do a podcast about it. It's that good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then I better watch it then.
It's only eight episodes.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
So.
Sweet.
All right. So you are, how can people find you on the interwebs?
At LR Badger.
At LR Badger. All right.
Pretty much anywhere all over the interwebs.
Any web. All right. So, and I am Joe Burke at Rotcav, ROTCAV on the internet. And of course, hats off to amazing Team PopX, Miss Lindsay Badger herself. Does so many things in promoting for me. And also to Mr. Mike Ippolito and his slides and graphic love. We love you, Mikey. Nice.
Oh, look at it.
We get a dancing panda. Holy cow.
I'm liking it. Work it, panda, work it.
That's it. He's doing it. All right. Be sure to join us next week, February the 5th, for episode number 47 from all of us here at PopX. Take care, and we will see you soon. And remember, get your geek on.
From everyone at PopXCast, thanks for listening. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and subscribe for more great content. Drop us an email, popxcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, all at PopXCast. Get your geek on.